I don't want to evacuate either. No, of course not. I'd rather stay here. But if they're telling us to evacuate, that's probably because we're going to lose power and it's going to be flooding and all that other stuff. Yeah, and if they're telling us to leave, we should probably listen to them. Yeah, even if we don't want to. I know. We can go, I don't know, probably like 2 hours, 3 hours inland. I think that's the best thing to do. That or head north. Yeah, we can go to like Atlanta, visit an aquarium, you know. Make a vacation out of it. Make a little trip. I mean, trying to find a silver lining anywhere here, baby. We can pack all that up, though. Yeah, we're going to take stuff. We're not leaving everything here. I don't know. I'm 50-50 on taking my computer. I really want to. I don't know. I might be putting it in the closet. Yeah. That's what we have to do. Like, anything that's, like, electronic and valuable, we should probably put in the closet. That's going to be the safest place if, like, we lose the windows or something. I don't know. It's looking really serious. Yeah. I wish we had impact glass. We just don't. I know, baby. It's expensive. Do you know how expensive impact glass is? I didn't even have impact glass growing up. I had shutters. Yeah, every storm I had shutters. Oh, Katrina was the... Well, was Katrina the worst for me? I don't know. Katrina was bad, though. Katrina was a monster storm. It was really, really, really bad. Yeah, Wilma was bad. Rita was bad. Andrew. Andrew was a nightmare. Andrew was so bad. Yeah. The problem is the name of the storm, too. His name is Ian. Like, that is such a... Yeah. It would only be a worse storm if it was like Hurricane Josh or something, you know, if it was like a J name. Yeah, that's how we know the storm's going to be toxic. Nah, I'm stressed. I don't want to show it to you, but yeah, of course I'm stressed, baby. Yeah. Because I want to make the right call, you know, for both of us to keep us safe. I think the right call is evacuating. I think we need to. I think since the mayor said we gotta, like, bounce, we should probably listen to the mayor. I assume it's the mayor's office. I'm not entirely sure who's calling. Maybe it's the state who's calling the evacuation. I'm not sure. Well, we're in a flood zone, so there's probably going to be about, like, 2 to 3 feet of water where we are now. From the surge. So, like, because of, I don't want to get too scientific here. But the vortex is basically whipping water around, and since we're on the back end of it, all the water that's being pulled in that circle is going to come onto land, and that's why there's storm surge. Yeah, I mean, we're lucky, honestly. Like, we're only getting 3 feet of surge. People are getting like 6, 7, maybe 8 feet some of the places. I mean, these are just estimates depending on landfall. We just don't know where it's going to land. I know, baby. I know. Come here. It's okay. Hey, it's okay. I hate the uncertainty, too. I can't deal with it. I like sure things, and this is... Yeah, not a sure thing. I had a friend once. Yeah, who was, she was in Miami. And she was worried about... There was a storm that we thought was going to come to Miami. So she drove to Tampa. And then the storm didn't hit Miami, it went underneath, and then came up and hit near Tampa. So sometimes when you move, the storm follows you. Yeah, but that was a whole different situation. The cone was in a different place. It's not like the storm. The storm seems pretty cut and dry. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of wiggle room here. It's going to hit us. There's no avoiding that. It's going to hit us somewhere. Whether it's going to hit further north, further south, we're on the coast where it's going to get hit. Yeah. It's okay, though. It is. We have enough warning. We can get away. We have a car. We can drive. You know, We're lucky. We have friends in other cities we can, like, stay with. Yeah, we can visit her if you want. Do you want to? Yeah, you should text her and be like, hey, what do you want? Like, what are you up to? Yeah, I mean, I know. It's always my family. I was just putting it on the table. I wasn't saying that we have to. I was just putting it on the table. I know. You don't want to be stuck with my mom in the house for an unknown amount of time. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. I'll stay in Atlanta. I got so much friends in Atlanta. We can go to Atlanta. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you want to take a tour of the Marvel Studios, maybe I can call someone. We can go look at the Marvel Studios or something. Go to the aquarium. I don't know. Yeah, it will, but it's going to be like a depression when it gets up to there, or like maybe a storm. Yeah, it won't be that bad. I mean, it could be a little bad, but it's not going to be so bad that it's not going to like knock down trees or cause flooding or anything. At least I don't think it will. No. I don't know. It might be like a 4. People, the thing is, it's going to get as big as a 5 out in the ocean, and then it's going to make landfall, hopefully not as a 5. Yeah, I think the last 5 was Maria, was a 5. Yeah, and then before that, Katrina, I don't know if Katrina ever became a 5, I think she was a 4 at her scariest. Yeah, and Andrew was a 5, he was a 5 for sure. He was a monster storm. Oh, he just, like, he devastated Homestead. He just, like, rolled through the whole state. He was a big boy. Yeah. Well, this will help. Make a list of all the things you really, really, really want to take. Like, your memory box is important. Your stuffies, obviously. Your computer, you want to bring your laptop. I mean, I'm bringing my laptop, but I think my tower, I don't know if I'm going to bring that. Bring your blanket, the one you really like. Obviously, clothes. Your Switch would be a good thing to bring, probably. Well, because if we're going to be without power, probably. Depends, but yeah. Oh, do you have the charging brick? Yeah, we got to find that and charge it, so we can have, like, some bonus charge when we need it. I can't think of anything else right now. Yeah, we should, just in case. I have a whole crate of, like, water we can put in the trunk. Yeah, and all the snack pack. I knew that'd come in handy. Yeah. It's gonna be okay. I know it's scary and stressful and awful, and, like, there's no avoiding any of that. Of course it is. But it really will be okay. I just know. Okay. Well, when I say it's going to be okay, like, we're going to be okay. That's the only thing that really matters, you know? I know. I know you love all your things, but they can be replaced. You can't be replaced, baby. You're irreplaceable. I don't know what I would do without you. So, in the interest of keeping you safe, I'm getting you out of here. And me too, you know, to some extent. I don't know. If I was alone, maybe I'd ride this to ride alone. I was... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so good thing you're with me. You're making me make good decisions. Oh, man. I've had such a bad tendency of staying. It's in our blood, though. In our blood, it says stay. It says face the storm. Tie yourself to a palm tree and face that shit. I know. It's a different time. Nah. We gotta go. We gotta evacuate. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that used to be a thing, though. Yeah. So you would... But it wouldn't be the bottom of the palm tree, like in the picture show. Like, you climb the palm tree, like, 50% of the way up. Because of storm trees. Yeah, because of storm surge. You can, like, you climb, like, half the way up it, and then you tie yourself to the tree. Yeah, and that's how you, like, survive a hurricane if you have no... I don't know if that actually works. That's like an old, it was like an old island thing. Because they would say, that, yeah, you tie yourself to the palm tree. That's how you'd make it. Yeah, I don't know how true that is. That is, that might be some urban legend shit, you know? Yeah. No, I've never taught myself to palm tree for a storm, no. I have skateboarded in a hurricane. Yeah, but I've never. I know a bunch of guys who go surfing. I know a bunch of guys who are going to go surfing now. Yeah, because of the swells. They're crazy. They're like, I mean, yeah, part of me wants to because of the swells, but the other part of me is like, no, that's a really bad idea. Oh, the swells get huge. You get like actual surfable waves. You don't typically get surfable waves out here, but when there's a storm on the way, the waves become monsters, and people love to surf them. Mm-hmm. Instead of evacuating, they're paddling into the storm. Oh, no, we're going to be doing the opposite. We're getting out of here. Yeah, we're packing up the car, and we're leaving tonight. Well, tonight for the latest, I kind of want to be out of here by, like, 3 today, if we can. Yeah. I don't know if we can, but it'd be nice. It should be coming sometime on Wednesday night. It should be hitting us. And I don't know how long it's going to be here for. Probably till Friday, we're going to have to be dealing with him. Yeah. I don't know how they name the hurricanes. I mean, I know they have a list, and the list comes out every year from the NOAA. But I don't know, like, how do they decide what names to be on the list or whatever. No, I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. Probably Google it. Yeah. All right, Google it in the car, because you got to go pack. The big suitcases. We'll fill up 3 big suitcases. So we'll do one of clothes, and then one of, like, stuff that matters. Or I guess 2 of them. You get a suitcase of stuff that matters, I'll get a suitcase of stuff that matters. I mean, we could pack more. We have a whole car. So if you just want to load the car up with stuff that you are like, this is stuff I need, I can't not have this, then yeah, totally. Yes, you can bring all your hair care stuff. Obviously. Just think like, I don't know, 2-week vacation. But with more valuable things that you want. Like things that you keep near and dear to your heart. Yeah. I'm gonna pack that for sure. Of course I will. You gave that to me. Of course I will. Yeah. Okay. Look at me, baby. It's gonna be okay. It will be. Odds are we'll come back and the house will be okay. It'll just be fine. We'll be lucky the water won't even rise. Everything will be dry. Yeah. Oh, I gotta turn off the breakers before we leave. Just in case the outlets, you know, if they flood and all that stuff, you want the breakers off so it doesn't start a fire. Yeah. I'm gonna shut off the breakers before we leave. And unplug everything from the walls. Yeah, anything that has a plug, unplug it and pull the plug off the floor. Yeah, I'll go around and do that. I want to put it in the closet on, like, the high shelves, I think. Like, the TV you can put there. I'll put my computer there. I don't know. We'll put anything that, like... Yeah, we can put that there, too. Okay. Do you want me to do unplugging? Well, yeah, I'll deal with the electricity if you want to pack. Okay. It's going to be okay, baby. It will be. No matter what, we're going to be safe, and that's all that matters. It truly is all that matters. I love you. It's going to be okay.